Sure you did.
But that's okay. It was just a nap.
Mei Kasahara seemed to hesitate a moment. Then she said,
How about it, Mr. Wind-Up Bird? Will you come over to my house?
I closed my eyes. In the darkness hovered lights of different colors and shapes. I don't mind, I said.
I'm sunbathing in the yard, so just let yourself in the back.
Okay.
Tell me, Mr. Wind-Up Bird, are you mad at me?
I'm not sure, I said. Anyhow, I'm going to take a shower and change, and then I'll come over. I've got something I want to talk to you about. I took a quick cold shower to clear my head, turned on the hot water to wash, and finished off cold again. This did manage to wake me up, but my body still felt dull and heavy. My legs would begin trembling, and at several points during the shower I had to grab the towel bar or sit on the edge of the tub. Maybe I was more fatigued than I had thought. After I stepped out of the shower and wiped myself down, I brushed my teeth and looked at myself in the mirror. The dark blue mark was still there on my right cheek, neither darker nor lighter than before. My eyeballs had a network of tiny red lines, and there were dark circles under my eyes. My cheeks looked sunken, and my hair was in need of a trim. I looked like a fresh corpse that had just come back to life and dug its way out of the grave. I put on a t-shirt and shorts, a hat and dark glasses. Out in the alley, I found that the hot day was far from over. Everything alive above ground, everything visible, was gasping in the hope of a sudden shower, but there was no hint of a cloud in the sky. A blanket of hot, stagnant air enveloped the alley. The place was deserted, as always. Good. On a hot day like this, and with my face looking so awful, I didn't want to meet anyone. In the yard of the empty house, the bird sculpture was glaring at the sky, as usual, its beak held aloft. It looked far more grimy than when I had last seen it, more worn down, and there was something more strained in its gaze. It seemed to be staring hard at something extraordinarily depressing that was floating in the sky. If only it could have done so, the bird would have liked to avert its gaze, but with its eyes locked in place the way they were, it had no choice except to look. The tall weeds surrounding the sculpture remained motionless, like a chorus in a Greek tragedy, waiting with bated breath for an oracle to be handed down. The TV aerial on the roof apathetically thrust its silver feelers into the suffocating heat. Under the harsh summer light, everything was dried out and exhausted. After I had surveyed the yard of the vacant house, I walked into Mei Kasahara's yard. The oak tree cast a cool-looking shadow over the lawn, but Mei Kasahara had obviously avoided that, to stretch out in the harsh sunlight. She lay on her back in a deck chair, wearing a tiny chocolate-colored bikini, its little cloth patches held in place by bits of string. I couldn't help wondering if a person could actually swim in a thing like that. She wore the same sunglasses she had on when we first met, and large beads of sweat dotted her face. Under her deck chair were a white beach towel, a container of suntan cream, and a few magazines. Two empty Sprite cans lay nearby, one serving as an ashtray. A plastic hose with a sprinkler lay out on the lawn, where no one had bothered to reel it in after it was last used. When I drew near, Mei Kasahara sat up and reached out to turn off her radio. She had a far deeper tan than last time. This was no ordinary tan from a weekend at the beach. Every bit of her body, from head to toe, had been beautifully roasted. Sunning was all she did all day, it seemed, including the whole time I was in the well, no doubt. I took a moment to glance at the yard. It looked pretty much as it had before, the broad lawn well manicured, the pond still unfilled and looking parched enough to make you thirsty. I sat on the deck chair next to hers and took a lemon drop from my pocket. The heat had caused the paper wrapper to stick to the sweet. Mei Kasahara looked at me for some time without saying anything.
What happened to you, Mr. Wind-Up Bird? What's that mark on your face? It is a mark, isn't it?
I think it is. Probably. But I don't know how it happened. I looked and there it was. Mei Kasahara raised herself on one elbow and stared at my face. She brushed away the drops of sweat beside her nose and gave her sunglasses a little push up to where they belonged. The dark lenses all but hid her eyes.
You have